Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As soon as Jalen Hurts speaks, we will bring that to you live. We also have Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings in a moment. But all week, the rest of the week, we are giving away a pair of Creed tickets every day. Creed is coming back as we requested. That's right. The WIP Afternoon Show brought Creed back to Philadelphia. July 12th. 2025 at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden with Three Doors Down and Daughtry.
So, tell you what, Three Doors Down at a moment too.
Dude, they opened up when I saw them in Homedale. They killed it. Three Doors Down crushed it too. They have more tunes than you think you know.
Yeah,
they got a lot of hits.
I only know the hits.
Well, they got a lot of hits. So tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday at Ticketmaster.com. But we're giving away a pair every day, and one grand prize winner gets a pair of pit tickets to the show. So here's how it works. We are going to play a clip of a Creed song. We will put you on the air if you're on hold to do the contest. As soon as the clip ends, you have to sing the next entire line. And not say the line, you have to sing the line. All right. Our first contestant, Scott in King of Prussia. Scott, are you prepared to sing for Creed tickets?
I'm ready to roll. Let's do it.
All right. Now, as Jack said, you got to sing it. You got to put your heart into it. So as soon as the clip ends, then it's on you. Are you prepared?
If I know it, I'll do it.
All right. You better know it, brother. All right. Here we go.
Can you take me higher? To a place where it's golden screens.
Well,
broke off a little at the end there.
Slow shaking.
All right. So
I got most of it.
Well, so it's actually wrong.
Technically is wrong.
He's wrong.
Yes.
He's
well,
wrong.
Then move on to the next
one. Yeah, he's wrong. He was close, right?
That is crushing.
He was close, but he was wrong.
Yeah.
Alex and Delran, are you prepared to sing for Creed tickets?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hit it, Jack.
Can you take me higher?
Da-na-na-na-na.
To a place where all this brings.
No, you can't just.
An ending.
Well, he Eddie Vedder'd it. He did.
Everyone's botching the second line.
He did
This is Creed,
yes.
Not Pearl Jam.
Yes, he tried to cheat. All right, we got another guy here, right? To try it. Everybody's
come on,
close,
Dan.
But they're not getting it. All right, Dan in Spring Mountain. I don't even know where that is. Dan, are you prepared to sing for Creed tickets?
Yeah.
All right. Here we get. You know what we're doing here, right? We're going to play the clip. As soon as it ends, you're going to sing. You got it?
I got it.
All right. Hit it, Jack.
Can you take me higher?
Da-na-na-na-na.
To a place with golden streets.
Nope.
I'm out.
They are so close, Jack. They're close.
It's actually frustrating.
Yes, because they're.
What's up, Aaron?
I don't want to tell them what to do, but they are close. All right.
Could it be that last verse nobody ever understands?
No, I mean it's gettable. Like this is their first or second biggest song ever.
Because it sounds right to me.
But
according to Elliot, remember their biggest song ever.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
They're not right, but they're not totally wrong.
They're humming. They're like humming.
No,
the...
not they. I'll explain it to you after. I don't want to give the answer,
all right.
So, but in case this next guy doesn't get it, 215-592-9494.
Four straight people.
All right, Eric in Oxford. Eric, are you prepared to sing for Creed tickets?
Yeah, baby, let's go.
All right, remember, you got to put your heart into it. As soon as the clip ends, put your back into it. As soon as the clip ends, you're going to sing the next line, and you're not going to screw it up. Here goes.
Can you take me higher?
Now, 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 now.
To a place where blind men see.
There we go!
Thank you!
Wow. There go.
Never a doubt.
So what's the words?
So what? And Eric, congratulations. You have a pair of tickets to see Creed and Three Doors Down July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday at Ticketmaster.com. You're also registered for a pair of pit tickets as well. All right. I'm going to put you on hold with Jack, and he's going to get your info. So here's where they're screwing it up, Jack. Mm-hmm. Ike, is the chorus is, can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets? What they were doing, they were doing the golden streets one first. And they were wrong. And you know, I blame myself because on the Lincoln Park one, we were a little lenient.
Yeah. No, we can't be lenient with these tickets, man.
The Creed tickets, they're going to be in demand.
Yeah.
They're going to be in demand. It's a great show.
Yeah. It's not fair to the people who are actually on hold waiting as well who may know it.
Right.
We've never gotten through five people.
No. And they kept making the same mistake. Well, no, a couple people just did a hoody hoo. Like they were not saying any words at all. They were trying to cheat their way through.
Sounds like me when I'm singing Creed.
Yes. So we will have another pair of tickets tomorrow and then another pair of tickets on Friday, and it'll be the same thing. By the way, as soon as
I do that with a lot of Michael Jackson songs.
Yes. Everybody does it with songs.
It makes a noise. It makes it sounds like you're just saying it
Yes.
Right.
you're not doing it for a contest. So we will bring you Jalen as soon as he speaks live. But now we have to do our newest edition of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
All right. This was a big week for insiders. A huge week for insiders. And we have seen a change in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. All right. Last week, number five was Adam Schefter. The newspaper reporter was four. Elliot Short Parks was three. Tim McManus was two. And Ian Rappaport was one. We do have a new number one.
Ooh.
Ike.
Okay. Oh, me?
No, not you.
Oh.
All right. So coming in at number five, this is a shocker, is Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni's in the Eagle Insider?
Look, he told us that Jalen and AJ eat lunch together every day. He told us.
Oh, come on, well, man.
Look. Look, I don't. Do I think
he has the ultimate inside information?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And he gave it to us. So. So do I think he's going to win this thing? I don't. If he commits himself to it, you never know. So number five is Nick Sirianni.
I like that if he commits himself to it.
Number four, and this is the first and last time you will see us in the same sort of moment like this. Number four is me and Howard.
Hold on.
This is a beautiful moment.
Yeah, hold on, because... You guys were right there in the middle of the
storm. We asked
the
questions.
Yes. Yeah, you did.
We asked the questions. They got the bread.
Some people say you led him.
Well.
You led the witness.
They are liars. All we did was give him an opportunity to say what he wanted to say. So coming in at number four is Spike and Howard Eskin. Number three, the newspaper reporter.
What did he do this week?
Nothing. But he's been pretty solid.
He was dressed well.
I will say, McClain's got to be lurking.
Oh, yes, because there's
he's been left out right now. Yeah, he's digging up information.
This might be a preemptive. This might be a week early.
Yeah, yes. this is his time.
Yes.
Coming in at number two, after asking AJ the question that got the passing answer, buttoning Saquon Barkley's shirt.
I should have worked against him.
And, wait, what was the other? Oh, asking Saquon about the tiki thing.
Yeah, backs for Barkley.
Backs for Barkley.
And getting the first two questions to AJ today, which I'm currently pulling.
Oh, he got the first two
to AJ?
Yeah. Elliot Short Parks coming in at number two.
Working hard down there.
And
man, working hard.
And I had no report if he said I'm curious or not.
Yes.
We will break that down
hear the footage.
In a second.
And then coming in at number one is a brand new number one. Again, it came from inside the building. Number one is Brandon Graham.
Oh, God.
He might stay there for a while, too. I mean,
what he dropped, I guess.
What's the biggest story that has been dropped all year? If Baldy had come in before the rankings.
Yeah, I'm surprised Baldy didn't sneak in there at the last minute.
Well,
he definitely could have taken that up with the committee last second to get in there.
Yeah, Baldy didn't sneak in there in the last minute.
So, Jack, I ask you this. As we wait for Jalen, should we take our little break now? That way, if Jalen comes...
So, why don't we break now?
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do.
Yep.
He's on the other side.
Yeah.
We got A.J. Brown talking about
it. Okay. So we have A.J. Brown talking about the whole thing. We will bring you Jalen Hurts live as soon as it comes. Your calls at 215-592-9494. The top five at five coming up probably at five. But if Jalen's talking, it's going to be after five. There's a lot coming up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.